If you're in your 20s or 30s and you're single, let me talk to you woman to woman because I'm in that same space. And one thing I've learned is you are not behind. Even if it feels like everyone around you has their person, their soft life, their forever love, you're not late, you're not broken, you're not doing life wrong. And I say that as someone who still has days where I wonder why hasn't it happened for me yet. I do want love. I do want partnership. I'm not here to pretend that I've moved past it. But what's changed is I'm no longer letting that desire define me. For a long time, I thought being chosen would fixed everything. I stayed in situations where I wasn't seen just because I didn't want to feel alone. And honestly, I'm still unlearning that, still working through the part of me that equates love with attention, to catching myself trying to overexplain or overgive just to feel worthy, to healing the attachment wounds that had me thinking I needed to do more just to be kept. So no, I haven't mastered it. I'm still learning, I'm still healing, still growing, still figuring out how to love myself without waiting on someone else to show me how. But what I've learned is this: healthy love doesn't have to be forced. You won't have to beg for consistency. You won't have to guess where you stand, and you definitely won't have to become less of yourself just to make it work. Singleness has been forcing me to slow down and look at the parts of me I used to skip over, to ask, what do I really want? Who am I without the performance? It's not easy, but it's sacred. And if I'm being really real, maybe God is still protecting me from something I would've walked straight into. I still have some things to clean up internally, things that would've led me right back into a cycle I prayed to be free from. So if you're still single, still learning, still craving something real, you're not behind, you're not too much, you're not been overlooked. You're just becoming the kind of woman who will never again accept less than what she deserves. And when love finds you, it will meet you in wholeness, not in desperation.